incredibly important from our point of view, because of the four locations, Killybegs, Bundoran, Glencolumbkill and Convoy, both Bundoran and Killybegs are two of the largest towns in Ireland which currently don't have wastewater treatment. You might recall back in at the end of last year, the EPA put out a report where they identified seven large towns around Ireland which don't have wastewater treatment, and Killybegs and Bundoran are two of these. Four of the other locations, we signed contracts last year, and the work is underway. So that means now that six of the seven large towns with no wastewater treatment have treatment plants under construction or contracts in place to construct new treatment plants.
In terms of the other two which have been announced today, Convoy and Glencolumbkill, they were also identified by the EPA as problematic, to say the least.
Problematic, yeah. There's quite an old underperforming treatment plant in Convoy, so that'll be replaced by a new treatment plant. And Glencolumbkill has a couple of small septic tanks and a fairly limited infrastructure there, so that will provide a new treatment plant and connect all the existing houses into that treatment plant.
It's estimated that after the contract work starts in the coming weeks, it'll take about 2 years to finish these projects. We should see all four new systems up and running and complete by about spring 2018.
That's certainly the plan. It's a 24-month contract. We signed the contract just over the Christmas period. The contract period starts 42 days after we sign it. Then these are design-build contracts, so there'll be a couple of months design work. So it'll probably be the spring before you start seeing diggers on the ground, basically. But early in 2018, we would hope that all four of these treatment plants would be up and running and fully compliant with the Urban Wastewater Directive.
There are a number of other outstanding projects in Donegal, among the most notable ones, the project long discussed in Moville North Innishowen and the one in Gwydor. In terms of those schemes, what sort of progress is being made on them? Where are Irish Water now?
Yeah, we in our current investment programme for 2014-2016, we estimate we have €70 million worth of wastewater projects in Donegal alone. So the locations you mentioned, we've also got projects in Letterkenny, Ballybofeistran, Orlar, Falcarra, Raphoe, a whole host of other places. The Moville contract, we're currently looking at, working on the design on that. The Gwydor contract and what's required in Gwydor, is that project is currently under review, so I can't give you really an update position on that. But throughout Donegal, there's a huge range of wastewater activity. In that EPA report that I mentioned, it identified a couple of other locations, smaller villages like Kilcar and Remelton and Rathmullen and St. Johnston, which don't have wastewater treatment at the moment as well. And we've projects at various stages in all those locations. So, in the Irish Water Business Plan, which was launched last year, we're looking to have all non-compliant or towns and villages which have no treatment addressed fully by 2020. And I think Donegal, we should certainly be able to achieve that.